If you were promised endless celebrity and a place in history, how might it affect your personality? Or as a therapist, how might such notoriety affect your diagnosis of a seemingly incredible case of mental illness? This is the odd and mysterious context of one of the most famous cases in the history of psychiatry. This week, our friends at Retro Report look back at the case of Shirley Mason, a psychiatric patient whose story told under another name became the 1976 movie Sybil. And for a generation, the name Sybil was synonymous with bizarre split personalities.
Who does those drawings?
You do. Well, but you do them as other people. Do you understand?
That's Sally Field as Sybil and Joanne Woodward as the psychiatrist, Dr. Cornelia Wilbur, who treated the real Shirley Mason. What made this case different is that rather than simply add to the scientific literature, Dr. Wilbur encouraged novelist Flora Schreiber to write the 1973 best-selling book, Sybil.
Just one of the most fascinating cases, I guess, that's ever happened in psychiatric history. Has anybody suggested this is a hoax?
Tragically, it isn't a hoax. It would be much better for Sybil and possibly for all of us if it were, because this was dreadful to bear.
It's Dr. Wilbur and Professor Schreiber on the Dick Cavett Show, part of their notoriety and celebrity. And looking back at all of that is Barbara Dury, contributing producer for Retro Report. Welcome.
Thank you.
So this is a case of where clinical truth and fiction kind of got mixed up a little bit?
I think so. What happened was Dr. Cornelia Wilbur had seen Shirley Mason in the 40s, actually in Omaha. She had had a lot of trouble. She was fainting, and she had actually – her parents were the ones who took her to Dr. Wilbur, who had a practice in Omaha. She saw her for several sessions, and she gave her some advice, and she was feeling better. And then Dr. Wilbur moved on. She actually moved to New York. And they came together again 9 years later when she was in Sybil, who is Shirley Mason, who became Sybil, when she was at Columbia doing some graduate work. And she found out how they got together, I'm not sure, but she found out that Dr. Wilbur was practicing on Park Avenue. And she started seeing her. And things moved very quickly from that point. It was within the first few sessions or within a few months that she started exhibiting personalities.
And the real question here is, what of this is clinical and what of this is a temptation on the part of Dr. Wilbur to expand something into a realm that was more fictional than actually clinical? Here's a Retro Report you, actually, speaking to Debbie Nathan, author of Sybil Exposed, the extraordinary story behind the famous multiple personality case.
Dr. Wilbur was looking for trauma. She had this idea that something terrible had made Shirley split. She didn't really know what it was, so Shirley would be questioned pretty ruthlessly about things that her mother might have done to her, with a lot of specific suggestions by Dr. Wilbur.
So the suggestions came from Wilbur, and Sybil might have been acting out, or Mason might have been acting out?
Well, there are a lot of leading questions from Dr. Wilbur, and you can see all of this in Flora Schreiber's papers, which are at John Jay College. She taught there, and she left her papers there. And a lot of the transcripts from the therapy sessions are there. And she is very suggestive and zeroes in very quickly on her mother, that her mother had done these terrible things to her.
Very Freudian. Very consistent with our sort of attitudes at the time about psychiatry. But isn't it odd that it is a novelist that has the archive question and answer interrogations and interviews from these clinical sessions? Was this chemically induced?
Heavy drugs were used. And in fact, Shirley Mason became addicted at one point. But she would use sodium pentothal, which of course now we know can produce a lot of fantasies and even lying. So it was chemically induced.
Looking back from today, what do we learn from that case? What's the lesson from that case?
I think it's important to understand that it can be dangerous for people. Shirley Mason clearly had mental illness. She had some problems. What it stemmed from is unclear. And I think a lot of patients who went through this frenzy, if you will, at the time period had mental illness, and they had problems that they needed to deal with, and perhaps they went down the wrong road, and it took them longer to get the help they really needed.
Barbara Dury is contributing producer for Retro Report. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.